Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Listen at your own discretion.
Welcome to Dummies with Dice, the Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Kelly, introduce your character.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a 26-year-old, mentally retired, crazy cat lady rogue. She has toxoplasmosis, and she loves some good tuna peas and mac and cheese. Fun fact, Miss Muffin is always changing her hair color.
Hey, yo, peeps, Ryan Talker here, R2. I'm a hobo trash master at the ripe age of 56. I'm MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. My character is the cleric of the group. Fun fact, I wear a trash bag poncho.
Hey, I'm Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. I'm the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie's entire life is kept secret from his family.
Hey guys, it's Nate here. Dude Crystal, he's 32, drug-addicted asshole barbarian. Not so fun fact, he killed his father when he was 14.
Okay, nice.
You guys are resting where we left off. You were taking a short rest. So as you guys get up, you start to pack up your camp and get your rolls set back up, your bed rolls. What are you guys doing as you're like packing up your camp? You guys kind of looking around for ways to get out. What's your plan here of your next approach?
I'm sorting to have free room.
Okay, that's a good choice actually.
Making a sock jelly sandwich.
Okay, so that sounds like I get a perception check from Miss Muffin. You go ahead and do that. Give me a perception check.
20.
A natural 20?
Yep.
Okay, so a patrol of four drow have been slowly moving in, tracking you guys. They are moving down the tunnel behind you, but with a natural 20, you definitely hear like their footsteps crackling down through the tunnel. So you guys are prepared if you want to set up an ambush. You have a small amount of time. You will get a surprise round because you completely heard them. But there are four drow coming, so there's a tunnel. You guys are in a kind of open room here. Just do this. So you got a big open room here. Tunnel was coming out this way that you went through. Then there's another exit tunnel out this way. Another tunnel out this way, another tunnel out forward. So the drow are coming from this way. Okay. So yeah, you guys can set yourselves up how you like. Do your stealth checks if you want to hide to get an ambush. Feel free to do all that shit.
Thirteen.
11. Don't even fucking worry about it. That was a natural one on their perception, trying to see if anybody's in there. So, where are you guys situated? Where are you guys at here? In this room.
I'm going to stay on the left-hand side of the doorway. They're about to come through.
Yeah, I'll go opposite of them.
Opposite, so you got two opposites of the door.
I'm gonna stand opposite back of the about midways.
Okay, so about 10 feet.
Yep.
10 feet from the combat. So the drow walk in and they start to look around the room and you guys get a surprise attack, so you guys can do your first attack if you would like on them with advantage the because you are hidden. Huh?
Are the dots the drow?
Yeah. They're moving in. Right. So yeah. You guys roll to attack. Roll to hit.
Please. Roll over their neck with the fucking trench knife.
19 plus 5 for my dagger.
I got 16 plus 5, so 21.
What is it? You got 21 to hit?
Mm-hmm.
19 plus 5.
I got a 9.
Good. 9. What's your hit? I need to hit. What's your roll to hit? D20?
19.
Okay. Easily. Okay. So you guys can do your damage to your 3. Kelly, you also get sneak attack damage. You're a rogue.
So I roll 1d4.
Pretty sure it's
plus 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are advantaged, so you can take the higher one. But,
3
yeah.
plus 3 is 6. Yeah,
that'll hit.
6.
I'll take that.
Yes, sir.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I rolled a 3. It says plus 3, so I got a 6.
Did you roll 2?
It says 1d4.
Or she do damage?
Damage.
Oh, okay.
So I rolled a d4 and got a 3, and it says plus 3 on you.
So yeah, so 6.
So 6. Miss Muffin daggered someone.
Good work, good work.
I'm having a total brain fart right now.
2 damage.
Yeah. Well, 2.
46.
So I'm 3 damage?
Yeah. What is it?
What'd you do? Oh, are you doing Sacred Flame?
This is a Guiding Bolt.
Oh, you're going to cast Guiding Bolt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You would do 46 to one of them.
So two.
I'll track yours first.
And then roll 6.
Four times.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
3.
Okay, what's that total?
First one's 2. So 2, 3.
Shouldn't we roll for initiative?
No, we have stealth.
Oh, okay.
We waited for them and stealth the characters. Initiative.
2, 3,
start.
5, 6.
After that?
After that.
That's right.
So 16 damage. Okay, so you use Guiding Bolt, cast that right at him, and the radiant light of your Guiding Bolt just fries him up, burns him to a crisp, and he's lost his soul. Was burnt up by the light. One's walking right in. You all got your next attacks. They've kind of moved into the room. They've kind of moved into the room and dispersed a bit, trying to look around while you were hiding. So you all hit. So whoever wants to go next on their opponent and do their damage, they will fucking free.
I got 5.
Please stick Slug Jelly has 1
2 plus 3.
5 damage?
Yep.
Oh, I got a plus 5 on that too.
I use my cane.
Is that just for the hit die?
Yep.
Okay.
Alright, so what'd you hit him with?
My cane.
Your cane?
Yes.
Alright, so you swing your cane up and he's fucking cracking right in the head, moving way faster than a 76-year-old man should be moving. Nate? Or Duke Crystal?
I'm going for the guy on the right side of the room here. That's a 14 plus 7. I'm sure that's
it. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. 4, so 3 plus 5, 8 damage.
8 damage?
Good.
What'd you hit him with?
My trench knife.
Knife
stabbed him in the ribs.
You ran up to him as a barbarian, with the big trench knife, 1918 trench knife in your hand, and with pure strength, you just kind of cut into him.
Oh,
you're not slashing him, you just stick him with a knife hard, coming down.
Bruising. Like, buried it in him real hard.
Miss Muffin.
I'm gonna run out
combat.
This
is going off quick.
Close to me, the same one that Duke sliced with his knife, and I'm gonna take my dagger. 13 plus 5.
That will hit.
2. 2
plus 3. 5 damage.
Pretty good.
With my dagger in the neck.
You stick him in the neck. Good
right
job.
Neck.
Is this an open enemy here?
Stick him in the neck.
Okay. One is dead. You guys killed one of 4, right. So there's 3 left, yes.
Oh, so that one, we just killed that one?
You killed the first one, his first attack.
Yeah,
right.
All the
we
both hit still.
Yeah.
Tough.
I killed him right off the bat.
Okay, so now we're rolling initiative. So you guys can roll for initiative if you'd like.
Yeah. I thought we'd bet to a squad. No, be a 20.
19.
Goodness. 19 plus 1.
I got a 4. 18
plus
4.
18
oh, wait.
Plus
Mine
3.
Oh, you're 19.
Plus
I got you.
18 plus 3 is 21.
Damn.
I got Jeez. A 5 altogether.
So we got a 21, a 20, a 19, and a 5.
Okay, you guys are up first.
Well,
first. You guys are up.
So, yeah.
21,
yep.
20,
you're up first. Yep. Alrighty, so 3 left.
Yep.
Alrighty, I'm gonna run up and crack him in the head with my cane.
Yeah, crack him in the head with that cane.
Old man cane him.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not.
What is it?
A natural one.
Natural one?
Yeah.
Alright, so you go running at him with your cane, like, running so fast, and you go to swing, and you just, like, trip, hit him with the cane, but, like, you don't hit him. He hits your cane, and your cane just breaks in half.
Whoa.
Fix that for me.
I'm on a ninja.
He's gonna try. I'm on a ninja.
Alright, next
up is...
I use
that
as a
dual hand.
You.
20. You know, what am I getting bonus-wise for my, little bit of boogie shogi idea?
What was it?
Should be similar to rage.
Yes, it was. It was like advantage on strength checks for free turns or something. Advantage on strength checks and have an extra action for 3 turns for doing your drugs.
Very nice.
That so. Influence.
Well, this dude's catching the knuckles off the knife.
Nice.
Okay. So, knuckles damage of the knife, big spike.
That'll knuckles. Be 11 plus 7, 18.
That'll hit.
Alright.
Big hit.
1d4. So, 1 plus 6, 7 damage. Bludgeoning
damage. To which one was that?
That was
the same one.
This one right in front of me.
Same one you slashed in the ribs.
And I slashed him too. Neck.
Low, low health.
Then I'll use my second action.
He's still alive?
For my goodies.
No!
Just barely.
And I'm gonna punch him again.
Punch him again with the spiked knuckles. Caving in the skull.
Kill the bad guy.
Ooh. Crit fail.
Natural one. Okay, so.
Not good at all.
Alright, so you go to swing with your trench knife's knuckle, you know, spiked knuckles across the front. You go to punch, and he just ducks out of the way, and you kind of do a spin around, and you punch Miss Muffin right in the belly.
No.
What's your damage you do for it?
1d4 plus 6.
So I guess you can roll your damage.
For me?
Jesus.
No!
1 plus 6, 7.
7 damage.
Oh, good. 7 damage?
Yeah.
Holy
you guys
crap.
Are rolling natural ones out the ass. It's crazy.
Yeah, with a brass
almost,
knuckles with a knife blade,
dead.
It's dangerous.
Well, cleric's a healer.
I'm coming for you.
Help me. Heal me.
The trash man is on the way.
Keep my cat alive and my dog.
Duke's an unpredictable madman. You better just back
okay,
up.
So
you
that was Nate's turn. It is your turn. Please stick soft jelly.
All right. I am... 1 second here. Can't use that. I'm gonna have to use a spell slot. What is your health at now?
3.
3? 3.
Woo!
Out of 10.
I got you. All right.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna use a spell slot. Hold.
What is it? What do you roll for your
1d8.
1d8? Pyramid ass to ass?
Yeah. Alright, so 1d8 plus 6. 4 plus 6, 10.
10 damage?
Or 10 health.
10 health? You get 10 health back.
Yay, thank you.
Cleric at work there.
You saved my life, bro.
Also,
welcome, bro.
So, you know, you guys in your world, you don't have this kind of stuff. So, what's going through your head, particularly Flea Stick, as you're shooting some kind of magical beams of magic out of your hands? You just healed somebody purely with your hands from afar.
I feel like it's almost... instinct, intuition almost.
Good deal.
Natural trash can.
Yes,
your
instinctual feel need the pull of the magic.
Because even in the real world, I was always on the streets helping people.
Yeah, that dumpster medicine.
Dumpster medicine.
Trash.
Dumpster juice.
All right, so that's your turn. Wait, that was healing word, right?
That was cure wounds.
Okay, so you ran over and touched him. Okay, so that was an action. Yep. Okay, so that is the drow's turn.
Let's get it.
So the one on Duke Crystal.
Let's get it.
He's going to turn. He's going to say, Ilvara said we need to bring you back, and that's what we're going to do. Uh-huh. And he's going to try to hit you with his short sword.
Let's see it.
Bring it.
17 plus 4. That hurt.
Ouch.
Okay.
He brought it.
It's landed. For sure.
4 damage.
Oof.
He kind of swooshes at you, cuts on your arm, like slices you a little bit.
I'm fucking him up for that.
Yeah.
Close death.
Alright, it is the other one's turn. We're going full D&D roll here. So who's where? Who's where?
Please. Ryan Archie came up here to beat him.
Archie's
up.
On B? Archie's on the drow right there? Okay.
Flea stick story.
Wow.
No, I'm over to you. Yeah.
My bad.
Okay, so that is a 17 plus 4 again. Alright, so he hits you. Archie.
Okay.
17 plus 4, I'm assuming, hits you.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a 17 again. So.
Killer.
That is.
Ooh.
7 damage.
Oh my god.
Big hits. They aren't supposed to be hitting that hard, but it happens.
Hey, this is how we roll.
This is the world.
I am on 2
character dies.
He swings at you and he says, we don't want to kill you, we just need to bring you back.
No, it's too late. I'm done. I'm on slaughter meth out, my son.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the third one's turn then.
It's clap or get clap.
Swing at,
that's what this is.
Kelly. Miss Muff.
No.
10. 13? 14, I mean.
My AC's 13?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now hit.
Dang. How rude.
4 damage.
Four
slashes
damage.
On you, too, and swings down on you.
Oh, I've been forgetting to do an unarmed strike. Yep,
you can do that. I forgot all about that, too.
I remember.
It hurts. It hurts to forget. okay, so now we're back to... Oh, no, it's Kelly. It's Miss Muffin's turn.
Good.
Oh, you go last.
So I'm closest to A still?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna dagger him.
So...
I'm going to kill him.
You get to, do sneak attack because you have advantage because there's 2 friendlies around him he is threatened.
So...
Sneak attack has its own damage. What'd you get to hit?
13 plus 5.
Okay, that will hit. Mm-hmm. So, sneak attack. Damage
just
says on there.
I see, 1d6.
Okay, so you'll also roll 1d6 with your damage. Of
so both
your
of them?
Yeah.
Well, I got 1 plus 3 on the 1d4,
so 4.
And then a 2 on the 1d6.
Plus whatever.
Okay, so it don't really matter because he had 1 health left. So you kind of jump at him with your old, with your dagger. You're sticking, and you didn't realize how really awesome it felt to finally be like a cat and just stab a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it feels great to be cat-like.
That means meow. It is back to the top of the round. It is you, Archie.
Alrighty. Well, this time I'm going to hit him in the head with my cane for real.
For real.
The broken piece of your cane?
Oh, yeah, crap, I forgot it was in 2 pieces. Actually, I'm going to stab him in the face with the broken piece of my cane.
Okay.
That's
what it feels. Oh, wow. Not natural one again.
Really?
Oh my god, I don't know how.
Oh my god, it's poor pain.
Mend your cane.
Okay, so can I do an unarmed strike after
Archie's
that?
Going down.
Yeah, but... Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's for my unarmed strike. Oh, a 19
plus
5.
Oh, wait, no, you can't. Because you didn't hit with your...
Yeah.
You have the land
yeah.
First
okay. I see.
Sorry.
Disregard that.
All right, so that means it is up to Nate now. Or Duke Crystal.
Save me.
You said that guy has 1 health.
He died.
He died?
Yep.
Oh,
she
yeah, you shanked him like prison
him.
Style. Gotcha. I'm going to move over to enemy C, the last one untouched. And I'm going to grapple his ass.
Grapple? Okay.
Strength, what is it?
Athletics.
What would you guess? For me.
Yep. And then I can use dex or strength to get out.
That is 13 plus 7, because I know my athletics.
13 plus 7.
It's a 20. 12 plus 4.
So he is grappled.
And with my second action, since I'm down stuck.
Okay.
I'm going to roll advantage on sticking him right under the chin with the damn trench knife.
Okay.
That's a crit fail. Thank God I get to roll advantage. That would be 8 plus 7. So that would be 15.
Damn, yeah, that hits.
Sweetness.
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 1d4, that's a 3 plus 5. So 8 under the chin.
8 damage under the chin.
Tickle his brain.
Well, he had exactly 8 damage, so you stick your knife swiftly, grab him in the neck, and just slow Saving Private Ryan style, just stuck the blade right in him.
Good.
What do you whisper in his ear as you stick the knife in him?
You're my bitch tonight.
There you go. All right.
It's gotta be something gold.
Is he dead?
Yes, he is dead.
Yes.
He's dead. He just stuck a knife and tickled his brain.
Sounds like you're going to eat him. It sounds like you're going to eat him.
Maybe.
You
never know. You never know.
Please, a drought.
Please take sock jelly. Your turn.
There's still a better left.
There's one left.
Hi, Archie.
That's why I made sure it was a clean kill.
I'm going to give this dude
some
fleas.
Don't
want to
make it too
pretty. Fleas.
Fleas stick sock jelly.
I'm tired of the right hand.
8.
8 total?
Yep.
That will not hit.
I'm going to die.
I'm coming off
do
of
I get any
with my strong
kills?
Hands.
A healing word, I think.
Yeah, I guess spells.
So how long is the little myth? How I go back?
Three
so,
turns.
3 turns? That's some shit, man.
So about one more turn.
One more
okay,
turn,
so,
I gotta grapple this homie.
So...
Hey, I'm gonna do my bonus action.
It is his turn.
He's
surrounded by both of you. He's going to turn, and he's just going to scream angrily. He's just screaming because he's so pissed that you just killed all of his friends. And he's going to hit with an 18 plus 4 on Mira.
Flea Stick and Archie.
He's going to hit Flea Stick because he's the one that just smashed his friends. Burned up his first friend. That is... Let's see.
Don't kill him!
Seven damage. So he comes down, swings, good slash right across the chest, skims off your shield, and just slices your arm and chest right there, just gets you.
Oh boy.
You're gonna have to cure yourself.
Yes, I am.
That means it is up to Miss Muffin.
Miss Muffin's gonna run over there and dagger, dagger, dagger him.
Dagger, 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 dagger,
dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger,
dagger, dagger,
dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger, dagger.
You'll get sneak attack because he is surrounded by three friendlies.
That's what I mean.
He's
sneak
threatened.
Attack, yes. So, no, crit one.
Crit one?
Whoa.
You go right over there as you run over so swiftly. You got like the Naruto hands kicking up.
Yeah, that's how I run.
You trip and you just throw your dagger all the way down the hallway.
Butch.
And you've lost your dagger.
Oh, wow.
The dust.
Wow.
Skills.
Skills.
That's how I run.
Yeah, so that was...
That
was a lot of crit fails in a row.
Man.
It is up to Archie.
You got this, bro.
Once again, I'm going to try to use the broken cane. Alrighty. I'm going to try to crack or stab him in the face again. See if this
it's
works.
The face. 14
plus 5.
Yes,
yeah.
That will hit.
Since that's one...
It'll be 1d4, I think, because technically you're using like a dagger.
Well, the. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no, it's broken.
Yeah,
it's more like a baton.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like sticking him, trying to stab him with the broken piece.
Four damage?
Four.
Yeah, four. And.
Flat?
I mean, unless they're. I don't know if they're. You add anything to that.
Yeah, I would.
So plus three then?
Yeah.
So
sure.
Seven.
You stick him, and you stick him right in the face, and your blade just stays right there as he just falls over backwards, lands on the ground, and he is dead with a broken piece of your cane sticking out of his face.
I need to get that back.
That was all the drow warriors that were sent after you. You have wiped them out.
Does the frogman know where we're going at this point? Oh, God.
Shushar replies to your question with... He doesn't know yet because they're not close enough to the Dark Lake actually navigate to where he's needing to go.
There's three choices.
Great.
So, but he says, we've got these three tunnels here, and one of them will lead somewhere.
I'm going straight.
Going straight?
Well, I'm going to follow the meth addict.
Straight sounds great.
Straight sounds great. I have to go with my friends because I'm scared to be alone.
No, straight's probably a death trap, but...
We're going to find out.
If you're all going to follow meth addict, that's your own choice.
Okay, so as you walk up, you open up, you come across this this huge, huge chasm, 2,000 foot wide chasm, 500 foot deep. So it stretches for quite a bit. But as across it, all you see are like strands of spider webs that are making paths all the way through to the other side, crisscrossing across back and forth. But you know, you can tell definitely that the only way through here is to cross those webs.
And how far across is that valley, roughly?
Nearly 5 miles.
The fuck did you just say to me? Five miles?
Of spider webs? No!
It's a huge, huge chasm.
Godzilla cut the fucking earth.
2,000 foot wide, 500 foot deep.
I don't like that.
What if we go back and go down
the
other
path? Dude, that just sounds like a death trap.
Like, walking the bottom's probably hell.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I don't feel like those three forks in the path would have really changed our destination that much. A valley that large is probably going to be there.
Yeah.
No matter which way you went, but... Why don't you want to double back and try the other path?
Yeah,
or just
we should
wing
check
it?
All of our options, maybe.
Let's go back and go this way.
I feel like, it's going to seem
right. Right is right? Is that what you're saying?
You said straight is great, so right is right.
Right's usually what everyone naturally takes. First.
Okay, so what, you guys going to go back, double back?
We're doubling back. We'll do that.
Okay, so make me
It's 5 miles of spider webs.
So you guys did move through that tunnel a little bit, you know? You guys moved on quite a bit. So make me a survival check, one of you, to whoever has a good survival. Make me that to see if you guys can follow that path good enough. Or history, survival or history.
I should have good survival, but...
Yeah. I have zero survival.
My survival is plus two.
Plus one history.
What about a 16 plus one?
Yeah, so that'll 17. Do it. That'll do it. Yeah, so you find your navigate way through the path you went back through, and you're going to cut down the other path?
I guess the right path, not the middle path. Yes, sir.
No going back from this one. No going back from this one.
Oh.
All right. It's all your fucking fault.
So...
Bluff it in.
As you walk up through this tunnel, it opens up a bit into... You know, you see like kind of like paths kind of going back and forth. Let me look at this shit real quick.
Ziggy zaggy.
It's a labyrinth.
Okay, so
as
you approach up, you're walking ahead a bit, and you hear the clacking noises as they approach, like the passageway as you get up. And fucking out of like the walls there up ahead, you see two hook whores just dash as fast as they can, just like. Horror movie, like super fast.
Horror movie, not
running,
like
running,
not like pay or nickel horror.
Running really fast, but you see them kind of looking back behind them as they're running real fast, dash into another little passage in the wall, and quickly disappear into that wall section, the little tight section there.
Wall sphincter.
So yeah, now what do you do? What do you do from this point on?
And
you see this?
From...
So as you kind of walk up, there is a. If you're going to continue on up ahead, which I think you might.
Yeah.
Looks like so as you walk up, are you going to kind of peek in where you saw where they run from? You guys peek in there. You want to give me a perception check, whoever's going to look in there. You got to look in. So they say when you're walking,
I look in there.
I got dark vision, so we'll take a little peek.
Okay. Oof. Okay, so you're not really
just flat. Just flat
perception.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, so you don't really hear or see anything down this little pass, but you do tell that this passage is very like tight. It's a tight little tunnel in the side of the mountain. There's one on both sides, so like you saw the hook horrors run out of that, and then run into the other one across the wall behind you.
Well, I'd say it probably needs to be me and Archie up front since we're the most like. You know, kind of close quarters, bash
protect
them
the
up.
Cleric.
Well, yeah, not only that, like, I have strength, so if we're going to take quarters, I can grapple and do what I got to do, I guess.
Okay, so as you move forward a bit...
Oh, crap. You need to mend my cane.
Are you a monk or a fighter?
You're a monk. Oh, yeah.
So as you walk up, you hear, like, the most, like, vicious cackling, giggling sounds, kind of howling and just, like, you know, full hyena. And four giant bipedal hyena creatures standing up tall with, like, a spear in their hand, just giggling and look at you, snarling, and start moving towards you, drool dropping from their faces. Roll for initiative.
I'm covering these bastards in fleas.
God damn it, boys.
That is 15 plus 3, so 18.
Oh, before we do this, I'm going to say when I heard the crackling, I pulled out the Warhammer.
I got an 18 as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Warhammer equipped.
When I heard cackling, I mended his cane.
Very nice.
So I was thinking about saying it, but then he said initially. Like,
I got 11 plus 3.
I don't want to have to waste my turn before
I don't
have to. What'd you get? 11
plus
3.
Nice.
Oh, this shit wasn't great this time.
I got
18.
Yeah, we got the same. I got
14. Theirs was. Whose initiative? Sorry.
14.
14 as well. Roll off?
Yeah. Roll off, see who goes first.
Wait, I got 18.
17.
4.
Yeah, I got
18. Oh, so me and you need 14, to roll off.
14. I'm going
to
stick with 14, but you'll go
Did
first.
Did you guys get the same one, too?
We got 18, yeah.
Bro!
14. You got
me. I got to roll off as well on 18.
Yeah, I got a 12. So I go first, I guess.
So Ryan, Nate...
What's yours, 12? Or what was your first roll?
I got 18, and he got 18, so then we're...
18
Did
first.
Roll off, so...
18 second. Okay, boys and girls, you're ready to combat some gnolls. It's gonna get fucking wild. All right, so the gnolls are up first. All of them are gonna start viciously going nuts.
Uh-oh.
So one of them is going to pull back a longbow and miss, because that was a 2 plus 3, so it misses. The next one is also going to pull out its longbow, 14 plus 3 to hit, who's up ahead? So it was you and him, so Archie, let's say it hits you.
Oh, man.
What's your AC?
15.
Okay, yeah, he does hit. Four damage as he pulls back a bow and shoots it and just kind of sticks you right in the shoulder.
Alrighty, yeah, guys.
Snap that bitch off. You got this. Okay. Next one's going to run up and it's going to try to bite Duke Crystal.
That's a mistake.
Taste it.
That's a mistake.
14 plus 4.
Yeah, that's a bite.
That's a bite. It's hard to see. 4 plus 2. 6 damage. He munches on you.
Alrighty.
The other one lets out a roar.
Oh.
Wowza. Boys, fucking wowza. That was a natural 20 to see if the other ones hurt him. So he lets out a super big roar and nothing happens yet. It is up to... Archie. Yeah. I can't hear his name.
Alrighty. I guess I'm going to try to jab him in the ribs with my cane.
There's one up on you all. There's one there. One kind of 20 feet back down the way. And then one of them standing next to them that roared.
Yeah, the one that's up on me. Oh, wow. 10 plus 5. 15.
That will hit.
Oh, sweet. So, D6, hello right there, okay. That's going to be 4 plus 3, 7 damage, and then I'm going to unarmed strike, punch him in the other side of his rib cage.
Get it. Punch him in that big old hyena rib cage. 16 plus 5.
Alright,
hit.
So
1d4. I'm just fucking ribs. I'm gonna eat them after.
4 plus 3, 7. 7 damage again.
So 7, 7. Damn. Good hit.
Nice.
Tenderize the water.
We eating Yano tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yano, man. Hopefully I'll slaughter
him. How many is there total?
Four.
Four on the flow.
So how badly does that fuck him up?
That
hurt him pretty good. You hurt him pretty good.
Is that the one that bit me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm fucking up.
That means it is you, flea stick.
Alright, where is we at?
One right up on you, two back in the back with longbows, and one kind of there by them.
I'm gonna flea mace the shit out of him.
This thing's probably got fleas. He's used to it.
20 plus 4, bitch.
Not used to it.
What?
So, what we're gonna do here is, since you got a natural 20, you obviously get to roll double damage, but you get to kind of just express how this happens. Whatever you want to do, movement-wise, you want to fucking do whatever, jump off a wall, smack him in the head, or do whatever. It's a natural 20. You've got full descriptive power to tell what you do with your attack here.
I think I'm going
to
run up, headbutt him with my trash can.
Yep.
Lid. And then smack a little piss out of him with my flea mace.
Okay. Roll that double damage to smack the shit out of him.
Five.
Good,
so that's
shit.
Seven. Plus seven. Six and seven. So what is that?
Dead.
So you run up, yeah, and you headbutt him with the shield on your head, crack his nose, just split it open, and then come back down, flea mace, break the rib, finish him off, smash him on the ground.
Nice.
That Gnoll is toasted. The other two, the other ones kind of whimper and give out a little, those little hyena sounds. Yeah, exactly. That means it is one whoop. Oh my god, I said one loop.
Restart.
Dude, Crystal.
Let's see. What's the nearest one to me? How close is it, roughly?
They're about 20 feet, the longbow ones, and then right between him and you guys was the other one, so about 15 feet.
Which ones were yipping?
The two longbow ones.
We'll go for the closest longbow one. I'm gonna try to smash his throat with the warhammer.
Okay. Smashes through.
But once I get there, before I do that, I'm gonna use my rage.
Okay. Bonus action, right?
Yep.
That's what? You get two, what is it, rage?
Plus two damage. You when using strength weapons and physical damage resistance, so like slashing, piercing, bludgeoning.
Okay. Half.
Yeah, half damage. Oof. That is only a 10.
Okay, so Duke Crystal just screams like rage, angry. Just so angry that he fucking just blind swings and misses and swings around and around.
Like a savage.
So, witnessing that, now it's up to you, Miss Muffin.
I'm a big target now. They're definitely in shit.
Hey, get that guy, he sucks. Until you hit that dude, he's making a lot of noise and swinging the shit out and going crazy.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up to him and I'm gonna dagger him real hard.
Real hard.
Probably in his eyeball.
The one in between? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
16 plus 5. But.
That will hit.
What is with my sneak attack?
No. You don't get sneak attack on this one.
Dang it. 1d4 plus 3. So I got 4 plus 3. 7.
7?
7 damage. In the eye from my dagger.
Right in the eye. Popped his eye out.
Lots
you know what? I'm gonna show you this. People can't see this, but you can, and it almost feels perfect.
I can see.
Now he looks like this.
Yay!
Nice.
Eyes popped.
We're doing our job.
Yeah. He's
due
good
diligence.
Job.
Save the world.
All right. Good hit. It's back up to the Gnoll.
Fuck that Gnoll.
One is up close. He's going to try to longbow you because that's all he's got right now. It's going to be disadvantaged because you're up close, Duke Crystal. Can't get worse than a 4. He misses. The other one is going to turn around and try to shoot you as well. Disadvantage because you're close and can't back up. Both missed. Third one is going to swing his sword at Archie? Or no, it's a Muffin. It's Muffin.
Shoot.
That's a natural 20, my guy.
Oh.
No.
Muffin going night night.
He's going to hurt my kitty.
Going night night.
He's going to hurt you, that's for sure.
Bye bye. Hazel, better drink your milk.
Run
okay,
away.
So he's using his he's using his spear actually to hit you, so.
Save your guts out.
Sorry. 4. Shit. So, 6 and 8 damage. Kelly, 6 and 8 damage.
I'm dead.
You're down. You're down. You are down. You can be saved. You're okay.
I'm dead.
You're down.
You're unconscious.
Yes. Womp, womp, womp. You will have to make a death saving throw is all.
You got your bow road card.
Big time.
With a spear.
You're dying.
Okay. That is back to you. You. Archie.
Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna two-hand swing my cane right into the jaw of the closest one to
the
me.
The one that hit.
Yeah.
Attack Miss Muffin.
Yeah.
Speared her. Not wrestling spear.
So if I two
use a spear spear.
If I two hand that, I can't do an arm after that, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I can. Spear. Oh, well, 7 plus 5 is.
Will not.
Yeah.
Will not hit.
No, that's 12, right?
Yeah, won't hit.
Something like that.
Alright.
Well, that's depressing.
Please stick.
Here I come, Miss Muffin. Spare the dying. I'm the stabilizer.
Good use.
Thank you.
That was his action, so he stabilized you. So you won't have to do your saves anymore until, what is it, you're revived? Or does that get you up? That just stabilizes.
No, it just makes it to where she can't fail a death save over and over and end up fully dying.
Yeah, so she's just
so
down.
Now you don't have to make saves.
Yeah.
So you're just down until one of us gets you up.
Yep.
Or until an enemy decides
to stomp your brains out
there and decapitate your unconscious
body. Okay, so that was your action. Kelly,
I need you two to
you're stabilized,
out.
So it's going to skip you.
So hot up here.
What is happening? So you ran up and hit the one that hit her, right? So he's going
to
try to spear you. 8.
I thought that was a freaking...
That won't hit. So he goes a spear, swifts, and just sticks the wall. The other two are going to take their longbow shots at Archie. 10.
No matter
you. 10 plus
4.
Oh,
10
plus
3.
Will
not hit.
Won't hit. The other one is going to try to shove Duke Crystal with his fucking hyena hands. That's a strength with strength athletics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six plus seven on
the thing. I got a 6. Damn it. Oh, okay. So he fails that. He does not push. He does not shove. That's his turn. It's back to Archie. Archie Ortiz.
No, it should be.
What?
I thought.
Wait, I just went.
Then flee, then leave.
How did.
Should be. The enemies in between there.
I skipped her, then it was the enemies, and then up first is him, then you. Oh, we didn't do your turn. That's what it was. I skipped you. Yeah, go ahead. Do your turn. Yeah.
Well, I'm still on that archer dude right there, right?
Yeah, yes. You tried to shove.
I will go for another Warhammer hit.
Warhammer.
That is 9 plus 7. So imagine a 16 probably hits?
Yes.
Okay, thank goodness.
Oh,
yeah,
I
was two-handed
there.
Yeah.
That's +2 damage, too, right?
Yeah. So that's 7 plus 5 plus 2, so 15.
15 damage to the longbow. Do math, because I'm not good at it. 17 damage?
15.
Okay.
Archie's hand. 13 plus 2. 7 damage. Oops, I shouldn't say it
was in
the numbers, but. It's
right.
Okay. I
know. Alright. Now it is your turn, Archie.
Alrighty, I'm gonna try two hand swing this thing again right into this dude's face. Okay. See if it works out this time. If not, I'll try something different.
The cane, right?
Yeah. That's a natural 20.
Natural 20.
So two hands swinging it, I get to do the D8. I get to roll that twice though, right? Because it's a natural 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it was 1 plus 3, 7, and 4 plus 6. Or is that 6 plus 3?
Total.
Is it 6 plus 3 as well? Okay, so 9 and 4 is 13.
Good job.
And then I'll do an unarmed strike, or at least attempt to.
Do that?
He can.
17 plus 5.
That'll hit. I punch him right in the mouth.
D4 plus 3.
Punch.
Alright, 4 damage. Damage.
4
yeah,
damage?
Yeah.
Bring us to now.
13
Go
plus
RG.
4.
Rudibus.
Okay.
Is it going to be an
Old
action
ass
if I help
RG
her
saving the day.
Yes. That's an action to help up. I think it regains them to 1 hit point or something. I think.
So she should have
I
one.
Say it is.
Do I have one?
Who's left? How many is left?
You have zero. But you're stabilized.
What is it, 3 left?
It does say that already. My
yes.
Bad.
You just hurt them.
Yeah, 3 of them.
I'm going to attack this room.
Attack. You're up there right by one because you helped her up, and then the other two are to the right long bows. Right. Nate's, or Duke Crystal is on one of them.
How do
long
I
bows.
Get health points?
Someone will have to help you up, give you 1 health point when you get up, or you'll have to be healed or take potions. Or eat or something.
I have tuna.
Rest. Huh?
I have tuna.
I told you it would give you health. I put it in your inventory too, it shows you what health it'll give
Can
you.
Can I do it now? I have to wait till my turn.
Yeah, you have to wait because you're down.
Alright, I'm gonna crack the one closest to me with my flea mace.
Okay. Give him the fleas.
Give him the fleas.
Give him the fleasness.
7 plus 4. That's 11.
Will not hit.
Nope.
Rude.
Should have helped you.
It's okay.
That means it
I got
is.
You.
Their turn. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Do that backwards again. Alright, it's their turn. The same one. It's up on what's his name? Archie. He's gonna try to spear him. 4. He's not getting a good deal with that spear anymore. 4.
Getting scared.
Longbow's gonna try to shoot at the healer. Miss it. Gosh, they are panicking. They're just cackling and cacking back at each other. Yeah, they don't
They're
know
sweating.
What's going on.
Sweating.
Longbow boy's gonna try to shove Duke Crystal out of the way again.
Ooh!
19 plus
2. See what I roll.
Oh, yeah? Blah, blah,
blah. That's what he yells at you.
11.
Get shoved. Get shoved.
Get shoved, fool.
What is it, like 10 feet?
Something like that.
Yeah. Alright, so 10 feet back. He's got a little bit of distance on you now. That was his turn.
He's lucky I got attacked.
Now it is back to Archie,
yeah.
Top of the round.
All right, the one that I was attacking, he's still there, right? The one I was attacking?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I have to think about it.
I'm going
to
go for him again with a two-handed swing.
Two-handed swing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to swing up. Like, up the freaking game.
Get it.
12 plus 5, so 17. Already a D8, where you at? 6 plus 3, 9 damage. And if he's still standing, I'll do an unarmed strike. Oh, never mind. Natural 1.
Natural 1. You go to swing at him with pure confidence that you're going to punch him in the mouth. And you trip and fall, and you are knocked prone.
Oh, sad day.
Sad day, indeed. These natural 1s. Dog. Your turn, flea stick.
Alright, still 3 of them.
Yep.
Still close to me.
Yep.
Going with the mace. 5, 6,
oh,
you
9. Have D20 to hit.
Oh yeah, what the fuck am I rolling? 5, 12.
Nope. I think you've rolled a 12 like every time.
I rolled 11 last time.
Oh. Okay, so. Duke.
Alright.
So you
start rolling with my
phone. Yeah, I'm going to try and blow out that one dude's knee that keeps trying to shove me with that warhammer.
Okay.
I'm tired of him trying to shove me. So, if I can just fold that thing sideways, shove it won't be in the picture no more. So, that'd be 12 plus 7.
Yes.
Yeah,
that would hit.
That would have hit King Kong.
Nice. King Kong.
Let's see. That's 8 plus 5. So, yeah, all 13 and plus 2. So, another 15 to the kneecap. Whatever his backwards dog knee.
Okay, so.
Worse.
Yeah, so you just throw up your leg, blow out his kneecap. His kneecap blows down. You come down with the warhammer and just smash him, finish him off. He's dead. Or you use the warhammer to blow out his kneecap.
Just do it,
yes,
like,
yeah,
blow
forgot,
it out,
yeah,
then swoop it back.
Blew him out, came down, blasted him.
Oh, yeah,
he's
very
dead.
Very nice. Finished him, right. Double tap with the hammer.
Okay.
We'll say I spun it and hit him with the spike.
Means it's Noel's turns. So B is going to try to spear again at old Archie.
Hell yeah.
15 plus.
He's a hell yeah.
Oh, he's fucking old shit every time.
Hell no.
15 plus 4.
Oh yeah, that's gonna hit.
Yeah, he's six big dogs.
Oh.
Oh, good lucky. 3 damage.
Oh. That ain't too bad.
No, I'm just almost dead. This sucks.
Okay.
Kelly's still unconscious, or Muffin?
Yeah.
She's stable.
Yeah, her Hazel, the kitty cat, just sitting there licking her face.
Licking her face, like, wake up.
It's like Pikachu trying to bring back Ash.
Just need a shocker.
Pika. Okay, longbow. I'm going to shoot at Duke. Ash, disadvantage. Okay, so yeah. He misses. He misses his bow. He's panicking. He can't shoot. He's a hyena creature.
Yeah, he just saw me fold his buddy's knee in and just brain him.
He's just look at him in rage.
Blow him, like, red in the face. Just, like, seeing red.
Delightful.
Nobody's home, but so.
Okay, it is
my baggie.
Archie's turn.
My gooch pouch. Keep the stash in the gooch pouch.
I'm ready.
He just fucking obliterated. Duke just obliterated the one's kneecap with a warhammer, smashed his noggin in. He's gone, so there's two left. The one on you and the longbow.
Randy, I'm gonna finish him off with this cane. Crack him in the head.
Crack him.
8 plus 5. I don't think that'll.
No.
13. So no.
That will not hit. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Flea stick.
I am going to help up Miss Muffin.
Okay, help Miss Muffin up. That means
you
get one hit point. You're
one?
Back up. Yeah. Back up to one hit point.
You're alive. Barely. You're alive.
I can barely breathe.
She's alive.
Hazel the kitten is ecstatic.
Yay! My baby.
So that means it is Duke Crystal's turn.
Let's see, that archer that just tried to shoot at me, he's getting the warhammer next.
Keep him the warhammer, you raging addict.
That's 11 plus 7 again.
Yep.
Ooh, 1 plus 5, 6 plus 2, so yeah, that'd be all 8 damage.
He is toasted. That warhammer is just gaining blood after blood.
Good. It only comes out when things get real.
Okay, he's gone.
The dagger's so much more personal than me.
Yeah.
They stay with me when I carry it. So it's like, the warhammer, I might pitch it one day.
Okay, that brings it to... Kelly won't have her turn because she just got up, so she don't have any actions.
Dang!
The last
you mean
one.
Miss Muffin.
Okay, so he misses again with his spear. He should just give up. But he keeps rolling for it. Back to you, Archie. He just tried to stab you with a spear.
You can do it.
For the fourth time.
I'm
miss.
Jab him right in the eyeball.
Jab him right in the eyeball.
With my cane.
whacking.
Trying to do it like it. I'm gonna try to put it through his freaking head, but we'll see what happens.
Pole vaulting.
Yeah. Whiffed it. Two. Yeah. Okay.
Two.
Play sticks. You need to put those dice in jail.
Yeah, you need to lock them die away and
I'm about to bottle it up, bro.
Use, 18,
baby.
Okay, flea mace.
Plus four.
Yeah.
Okay, put it on him. Infect this guy with fleas.
Give the d20 a
six plus two, that's eight damage.
Alright, you're one whack of the flea mace. You smack him and, like, cave in the side of his head. All you see is, like, blood and fleas left over on his, like, open wound as he falls to the ground. Okay, so you guys smash them down, beat them down to a pulp. And what would you guys like to do after you've smashed these guys down now? You have a few openings.
Well, it's definitely safe, so we need to push forward to somewhere a little more secure.
Should we search these dudes?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, go for it.
Loot.
Yeah.
We know kind of bootylicious.
Yeah, what's that fall under?
Investigation, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to search them or if... Yeah, if you want like the weapon or something that they're carrying, you don't have to search for it. Like he was using a spear, two were using longbows. Obviously, they have their weapons.
The spears. Okay,
is there any trash laying around, or is this an empty cavern?
This is just more of a cavernous area. There's a lot of like, you can tell there's like meat and
tuna?
Torn up shit everywhere. There's no tuna.
Oh.
But you do have your own tuna.
Yeah.
There's meat.
Are you gonna use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I right now?
Yeah, go for it. You're out of combat now.
I'm gonna eat my tuna.
Can I eat high in the meat?
You guys can gather it, sure.
2d4 plus 2 hits.
Okay, so you'll get 2d4 2 because you're going to eat one of your cans of tuna.
2 plus 3 is 5 plus 2 is 7.
So you get 7 health points back.
Yay!
That's some yummy
tuna
can.
Tuna can be for you, kids. Eat the tuna.
Does a tear drop as you eat one of your tuna cans that you brought with you? Okay. You whack-a-doodle those guys.
I'm even eating cheese puffs for some of the things.
ASMR.
Okay, so... As you guys kill the gnolls, you drop them down, you pick up a spear from one of them. Is there anything else you guys are wanting to search them, loot them? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and give me an investigation roll, you two. You can if you want to search one.
Well, they don't have tuna, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Heavy boy.
Ooh.
17.
17, okay.
Plus 1, so 18.
Okay, what did you get?
13 model 4.
Okay, so you don't find much on them other than like some like scraps of like leather and cloth and stuff, and yeah, they don't do much down here but just hunt and kill
and die.
But
what did they expect of that part?
So where you guys stand, there is a path to your north, south. East, west? West, east?
We, north, west, east.
North, south,
never
west,
ever
east.
Eat
south,
west,
east. West, east. Okay, so there's a path to your north. There's a path to the west. The path to the west leads down south and curves around again. There, you can tell this is a very, kind of a big tunnel area. There's a lot of passages here in this place that, but frequently traveled. There's lots of claw marks and movements and all kinds of stuff here. You can probably tell that the hook whores move around here a lot.
Hook whores?
You kind of got two paths. Oh, and to your south is one of the tight passages you can fit through, if you wanted to try that.
Tight.
That's where the
don't we need to go west?
Yeah. It ran south, yes.
We need to go west.
Didn't the dude say that the city was to the west?
He did. Shushar is actually with you guys hiding.
Yes.
He just keeps running up. Yes, it's down there to the west.
So we should go west.
We should go west.
You guys are just going to keep pushing west through the tunnels?
Keep going east.
That's what he told us.
Okay.
Wow.
We did it.
So you push, you walk up about, 50 feet, and you come around a corner. Who would be peeking up ahead? Who's looking up ahead? Perception checking. see what's up going on.
Yeah, not me.
Plus two perception.
I got plus three.
I have two as well.
So.
Flea stick.
13.
13 plus three.
Oh, 10 plus three. 13.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay, so as you walk up, you hear and see a bunch of gnolls, those same creatures, kind of running around cackling and hacking at each other, and then there's a bigger one that's kind of pointing and cackling and hyena laughing at them, and you see them all take off running kind of in the direction of where you were, but through a different path. So they all take off. There's four of them and then one big one. But they run out of the room, which opens up to a passage to the south, which is where they ran, and a passage to northwest. It kind of goes west up, west north, northwest.
Northwest.
Yes, but yes, there's a tight passage to the north that would seem to cut off against where one of the areas you could go to from the same passage. So you've got a passage to the north, basically, and a passage to the south. But this is a room that was full of a bunch of those creatures running around, pointing and shit, and just looking around. But you see a lot of like viscera in this area. There's like guts everywhere. You can tell that there's been a lot of stuff going on here.
I'd say probably the northern path.
Northern path?
Amazing.
So going up,
right?
East.
Northern path or okay. East?
Northern or west?
No, it's north and south.
Or south.
Oh, that's scary. We're gonna get lost.
I guess we should go north.
North.
North sounds good to me.
Okay, you guys are gonna move north up through the passage. So as you come up along the passage, you make your way through, you loop around. One of you give me a survival check.
Mine's a plus two. Oh wait, actually I got good survival.
Mine's plus two.
I got a plus three to what you all get.
Plus zero.
I think mine's just a plus two.
Yeah,
that's all
you.
19 plus three.
Okay, yeah, good. Good choice. Okay, so you actually start to walk and you realize that you've been looping around and you're kind of stuck in a loop here, and then you end up catching a place of where you were and you fit through one of those squeezing little passages and you end up back in the same room where you were trying to decide whether to go north or south that you just left from. So you actually pushed around in a loop and then squeezed through a wall to get back to where you were. You realize that you guys in the dark have just been walking in a circle, and now you're back to where you were. So
we should go south this time.
Or take a crevice. Is there another crevice the thing went in? Which would be south, right?
They went south through a main tunnel passage. It wasn't a crevice there.
We went north the
first time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys gonna go south down?
Yep.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So you guys start moving down south. Moving on down south. You notice a bigger opening to the west that starts to break up and see passages that move off and out of this area.
Yes.
But to the east, as you're about to cut off, you also notice another tight passage that fits back. You guys can either move on out of here, or if you want to investigate this place further, it's up to you. If you keep moving through, you know that there are gnolls running, and you know that there are at least two hook horns running around.
Definitely need to keep moving.
Keep moving?
You said there's a way out, and then you said there's another spot with other caverns.
There's a way that looks mostly like an exit of this big zone of carnage and area. This what looks like a den of something. And then, so if you want to take the exit way out, or there's also a tight passage that leads kind of back into where you came from, but leading to a new section. You know what I mean? It's a tight passage you guys can fit through.
What do y'all think?
I say we get out of there.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Let's do it.
Okay. You guys move on through. Start walking through the area there. You avoided all that. Good job. Okay, so as you guys start to exit out of this cave, you start walking and you notice that the path just slowly starts to keep getting like tighter and tighter and tighter. So you guys are kind of like in just a small tight area. You're walking, but you're still, you know, close together. As you keep walking, you feel a very heavy shake in the earth. things start to rumble, and the cave that you were walking through starts to cave in on you. So you all need to give dexterity saves.
I got a 19 as well.
15 plus 1, 16.
I got 19
okay,
plus 5.
Okay, so you all feel the walls and stuff starting to crumble around you, and the walls start to shift, crush. You all start running as fast as you can, jumping, diving, and then rolling out of the tunnel that was collapsing, but you realize that the way out you came from is completely collapsed. There is no way out of there. And you are now in a big open area. You see kind of ahead, there's what looks like temple carvings into the walls, like real stone walls built here, not just cavernous walls. And you realize that you guys have just stumbled across a ancient ruin that was lost here long ago, and people have been finding and searching for it for a long, long time. Looks like no one has been here for a very long time.
You see any symbols?
You see like where it kind of turns cavernous, and then it turns into like a stone, you know, it turns into like actual stone walls built up around inside the cave, like built around. There's an actual building of like an ruins of a place down here.
Okay.
Yep, you guys gonna push through then?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you guys make your way through the tunnel leading up to the ruins of the building, you find you walk around the corner of the ruin and you see a big bluish-green giant cube thing with just floating eyeballs. You can see like arms inside of it, some weapons inside of it, and you hear inside your head, "Hello, I'm Globagool." This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.